The Translation Engine. The story of computer-aided manufacturing is fundamentally about translation, converting the perfect mathematical surfaces of CAD models into the messy reality of cutting forces, tool deflection, and heat management. It's the bridge between digital dreams and physical products, where theoretical geometries meet the unforgiving laws of physics. In 1952, John T. Parsons stood in his Traverse City, Michigan machine shop, staring at a pile of punched cards that would change manufacturing forever. His contract with the Air Force called for helicopter blade prototypes with complex curved surfaces impossible to machine using conventional methods. Parsons' insight was revolutionary. If mathematical coordinates could describe the blade's shape, those same coordinates could control a milling machine's movement. The first numerically controlled NC machine tool, built by MIT Servomechanisms Laboratory, consumed an entire room and required its own dedicated air conditioning system. Programming required teams of mathematicians to calculate thousands of coordinate points by hand. A single aerospace component might need 50,000 punched cards, and a single card error could destroy weeks of work. But the vision was intoxicating: perfect repeatability, infinite complexity, and freedom from human error. The digital shadow had found its physical form. The Code Warriors. Early CAM was written in blood, programmer blood, machinist blood, and the blood of countless prototypes destroyed by logic errors. G-code, the lingua franca of machine tools, emerged from MIT's APT, automatically programmed tool, language in the 1960s. Each line of G-code represented a machine command: G01 for linear motion, G02 for clockwise arcs, G03 for counterclockwise. Simple in concept, catastrophic when wrong. The first generation of CAM programmers were part mathematician, part machinist, part fortune teller. They had to predict how cutting forces would deflect tools, how heat would affect dimensional accuracy, and how chip evacuation would prevent tool breakage. Get it wrong, and a $500,000 machine tool could become a pile of twisted metal in seconds. Lockheed's State Route 71 Blackbird program became the proving ground for advanced CAM techniques. The aircraft's titanium components required machining tolerances measured in tenths of thousands of inches, at temperatures that would melt conventional tooling. Lockheed CAM programmers developed adaptive toolpath strategies that adjusted cutting parameters in real time based on material properties and tool wear. The breakthrough came when they realized that CAM wasn't just about cutting metal, it was about managing energy. Every cut generated heat, vibration, and stress. Successful CAM systems learned to choreograph these forces, creating toolpaths that flowed like dance routines, each movement building on the last to maintain perfect harmony between cutting tool and workpiece. The kernel evolution. Modern CAM kernels perform a high-wire act that would make circus performers nervous. They must balance numerical accuracy against computational speed, theoretical perfection against manufacturing reality, and programmer intentions against machine limitations. Tevis, the German precision machine in the Black Forest region of southwestern Germany, where cuckoo clock precision meets automotive obsession, Tevis GmbH built their reputation on machining logic that could think like a master craftsman. Their CAM kernel didn't just generate toolpaths, it embedded decades of manufacturing wisdom directly into the algorithm. When Porsche needed to machine the 911's complex intake manifolds from solid aluminum billets, conventional CAM systems produced toolpaths that worked in theory but failed in practice. High-speed cutting in aluminum generates enormous heat, causing dimensional distortion and tool failure. Tevis's adaptive roughing strategies automatically adjusted cutting parameters based on local geometry and material removal rates, maintaining consistent chip loads throughout the machining process. The results spoke in reduced cycle times and increased tool life. Porsche's manufacturing engineers watched cycle times drop from 47 minutes to 23 minutes per manifold, while tool life increased by 180%. More importantly, part-to-part variation decreased dramatically as human programming variables were eliminated. MasterCam, the American workhorse CNC software's MasterCam, took a different approach, democratizing CAM programming for the masses. Where European systems emphasized theoretical perfection, MasterCam focused on practical solutions for everyday machine shops. Their kernel architecture prioritized compatibility over optimization, ensuring toolpaths would run on everything from 1980s Haas machines to the latest 5-axis Swiss turning centers. The genius was in the details. Mastercam's post-processors, the software that translated generic toolpaths into machine-specific G-code, became the industry standard not through technical superiority but through sheer ubiquity. Every machine tool builder provided Mastercam post-processors, creating a network effect that locked competitors out of small shops across America. By 2020, Mastercam controlled 40% of the North American CAM market, not by being the best but by being everywhere. Their kernel processed everything from aerospace titanium to medical device stainless steel, proving that market dominance sometimes comes from reliability rather than revolution. The heat wars. The fundamental challenge in CAM isn't geometry, it's thermodynamics. Every cutting operation generates heat, and heat is the enemy of precision. Tool temperatures exceeding 800 degrees Celsius cause rapid wear and dimensional instability. Workpiece temperatures above material-specific thresholds create thermal distortion that can ruin parts after hours of machining. Advanced CAM kernels became thermal management systems, using sophisticated algorithms to predict and control cutting temperatures. The breakthrough came from aerospace applications where titanium machining pushed conventional techniques to their limits. The Titanium Challenge Boeing 787 Dreamliner program required titanium components with wall thicknesses measured in millimeters, carved from solid billets weighing hundreds of pounds. Traditional machining approaches generated so much heat that parts would warp during cutting, becoming unusable scrap despite perfect toolpaths. The solution came from biomimicry, studying how natural systems manage heat dissipation. CAM programmers developed pulsed cutting strategies that mimicked cardiac rhythms, alternating high-speed cutting with cooling periods. Tools would engage and retract in precisely timed sequences, allowing heat to dissipate while maintaining productive metal removal rates. Pratt & Whitney adopted similar strategies for jet engine turbine blade manufacturing. Their proprietary CAM algorithms generated toolpaths that maintained constant surface speed while varying feed rates to control heat generation. The result, turbine blades with surface finishes measured in micro-inches, produced directly from CAM toolpaths without subsequent polishing operations. The intelligence revolution. By 2020, machine learning had infiltrated every aspect of CAM programming. Neural networks trained on millions of cutting operations could predict tool life, optimize feed rates, and detect impending failures before they occurred. Siemens Cognitive Leap, the partnership between Siemens NX and Sandvik Coromant in 2024 represented more than software integration, it was the marriage of digital and physical manufacturing intelligence. Sandvik's century of tooling expertise, encoded in neural networks, merged with Siemens' CAM kernel to create something unprecedented, software that learned from every cut. The system's first major deployment came at GE Aviation's Cincinnati facility, where complex turbine blade geometries had defied conventional programming approaches. Traditional CAM programming required 14 hours of expert time to generate toolpaths for a single blade design. The Cognitive system reduced this to 23 minutes while improving surface finish quality by 40%. The breakthrough wasn't in computation speed, it was in captured expertise. Every Sandvik tooling engineer's knowledge, from optimal cutting angles to chip evacuation strategies, became available to every CAM programmer. The learning curve for complex machining operations, previously measured in years, compressed to weeks. Adaptive reality real-time adaptive control transformed CAM from programming to conducting. Instead of generating fixed toolpaths, modern systems created flexible strategies that responded to actual cutting conditions. Sensors measured cutting forces, tool temperatures, and surface quality, automatically adjusting parameters to maintain optimal performance. The technology's most dramatic demonstration came at Boeing's Everett facility during 777X wing panel machining. Aluminum panels measuring 30 feet by 8 feet required thousands of precisely located holes for assembly. Traditional programming would have taken weeks and produced variable results due to material inconsistencies and thermal effects. Adaptive CAM systems machined these panels in single setups, automatically compensating for material variations and thermal drift. Each hole was drilled with adaptive parameters based on local conditions, achieving positional tolerances of plus or minus 0.002 inches across the entire panel. Assembly fit-up, previously requiring extensive rework, became a bolt-together operation. Autodesk's disruption strategy. Inventor CAM, the acquisition integration Autodesk's 2016 acquisition of HSMWorks seemed like corporate housekeeping, adding CAM capability to their CAD portfolio. But the integration revealed deeper strategic thinking. Inventor CAM became the testing ground for cloud-based manufacturing workflows that would challenge traditional CAM licensing models. The breakthrough came in feed and speed optimization. Traditional CAM programming relied on conservative cutting parameters from tool manufacturer recommendations. Inventor CAM's cloud-based algorithms analyzed millions of real-world machining operations, identifying optimal parameters for specific material and tool combinations. Haas Automation's partnership with Autodesk created a feedback loop between CAM programming and actual machine performance. Every spindle load measurement, tool change event, and surface finish result was uploaded to Autodesk's cloud, continuously refining the optimization algorithms. Machine shops reported 12% average cycle time reductions with improved tool life and surface quality. Fusion 360, the subscription revolution. The industry's reaction to Fusion 360's integrated CAD/CAM approach ranged from skepticism to outright hostility. Traditional CAM vendors dismissed it as toy software unsuitable for serious manufacturing. The subscription model, priced at $500 annually, seemed impossibly low compared to traditional CAM systems costing $15,000 per seat. But Fusion 360's target wasn't traditional manufacturing, it was the emerging maker movement and small-scale production facilities. Entrepreneurs launching Kickstarter campaigns, aerospace startups designing UAVs, and medical device companies creating custom implants found traditional CAM software both too expensive and too complex for their needs. The disruption came in generative manufacturing features. Fusion 360's lattice structure optimization automatically generated internal geometries that reduced weight while maintaining strength. Metal 3D printing operations, previously requiring specialized CAM software, became point-and-click operations. By 2023, 40% of all metal additive manufacturing workflows used Fusion 360, challenging traditional CAM vendors' pricing models. The psychological impact was profound. A generation of designers grew up with integrated CAD/CAM workflows, expecting seamless transitions from design to manufacturing. When they graduated to larger companies, they demanded similar integration from enterprise CAM systems, forcing traditional vendors to reconsider their modular architectures. The SWARF revolution. Five-axis machining represents CAM's final frontier, the ability to position cutting tools at any angle relative to the workpiece. The mathematics are staggering, calculating collision-free toolpaths while maintaining constant surface speed and optimal cutting angles requires solving thousands of simultaneous equations in real time. The breakthrough came from aerospace applications where complex impeller and turbine blade geometries required simultaneous five-axis interpolation. Traditional three-axis machining would require dozens of setups and complex fixturing. Five-axis operations could complete the same parts in single setups with superior surface quality. SWARF management mastery. The term SWARF refers to metal chips and debris generated during machining operations. In five-axis machining, SWARF management becomes critical. Chips must be evacuated quickly to prevent recutting and surface damage. Advanced CAM systems now generate toolpaths specifically optimized for chip evacuation, with tool orientations and feed directions calculated to promote chip flow. Rolls-Royce's jet engine compressor blade manufacturing showcased these techniques. The complex twisted geometries required continuous five-axis machining with precise surface finishes. CAM toolpaths were optimized not just for cutting efficiency but for chip evacuation patterns that prevented surface contamination. The result, blades machined to final surface finish requirements without secondary polishing operations. The future forge. As artificial intelligence, cloud computing, and advanced sensors converge, CAM is evolving from programming tool to manufacturing intelligence platform. The future belongs to systems that learn from every cut, optimize in real time, and share knowledge across global manufacturing networks. The next chapter in CAM evolution is being written in facilities where human programmers work alongside AI systems, each contributing their unique strengths to the manufacturing challenge. The perfect part awaits, hidden within the marriage of digital precision and physical reality.